You took me by the hand, made me a man. That one night, you made everything alright. That one night, you made everything alright. So
my friend Eric, who was going to take the lead here, is pretty much having some problems starting off.
Anyways, yeah, here's our second episode. It hasn't been canceled yet. Good news. This is like our second or third time trying this. So this is like way over two.
I'm pretty sure it's our fourth.
I haven't been keeping track, but yeah, as everyone knows, season finale time was around May, and the time of this recording, almost July now, it's at the end of June, about a week and a half left in June, so, I mean, we're a bit delayed, but this is either going to be a really, really big episode, or it's going to be two episodes, which are probably going to be pretty big size, so, either way, it's going to be quite a bit, but we got to catch up, so.
Yeah, we've been arguing about that.
Yeah. So let's just dive right into it. I mean, we're obviously not going to go over every episode, but we're going to start, you know, with what we think are highlights from the season. Let's start with animated shows. Let's do South Park, and that's only on the half season. As you know, they do the half season in April, or March and April, and then they pick it up in October, November for the second run of seven. And obviously we haven't seen the second run of seven yet, but the first run of seven, I mean, back in in our minds, and we talked about, you know, so what do you think are some of the highlights from the first run to seven?
The Coon, without a doubt.
Like I said, I am very, very partial to Gay Fish. Is that what it's called?
Yes, that was also pretty awesome.
Yeah, Fish Sticks was the episode, yeah. And also, I liked I'm trying to remember what's in the season. The economy episode, Margaritaville.
That was pretty good, except like we've said, like every single other time we've discussed this, it's like ooh, they're talking about Jesus. Ooh, in case you don't know that they're talking about Jesus.
Yeah, they kind of beat you over the head with it. How would you say briefly that this race, you know, do you think we've seen an increase or decrease of quality in South Park? I mean, do you think they're still going strong? I mean, they've been on the air since 1997, so.
I still enjoy it, and there's still episodes which I completely love, like Fish Sticks and The Coon. Yeah. So as long as I can keep that quality up, I don't care if it's every episode.
Trey Parker and Matt are pretty good at keeping it up. Also,
yes, Eric's new favorite inside joke, yeah. The thing about The Coon is, if you've seen Watchmen, or I'm told Spirit, which I didn't see, but I saw Watchmen and The Dark Knight, it's a lot funnier because you see little things from the movie.
Yeah, neither of which I've seen, so that wasn't, like, one of my favorite. I liked it, but it wasn't one of my favorite episodes. It's probably because I haven't seen either of those movies, so. I think the quality's great. Like, the Pinewood Derby one was okay, and then Fatbeard was okay. I like Cartman's catchphrase, though, in the Fatbeard episode. I forget which kid was that. It was like, the fuck? Yeah, like, what the fuck, or something like that, to one of the kids, or something like that. But, yeah, I enjoyed that. And, you know, the whole thing with South Park, they're able to stay topical, so, you know, the whole Somalian Pirates thing. And that was way bigger back then, you know, when the episode first aired. Now it's not, I don't think it's as big of an issue, but.
Which is funny, because that was my exact thought when I saw the Pirates thing on the news. I was like, everyone's going to think that it's like Pirates of the Caribbean Pirates. And of course, South Park did an episode about it, which is why the show is still awesome and can stay current.
Yeah. But yeah, I think overall it's going good. I'm really looking forward to the second run of seven. Hopefully, you know, our consistency, our quality will stay up, and we'll have something to look forward to come fall when shows come back. All right, let's move on to, very quickly, we wrapped up the seventh season of Family Guy, and a lot of these episodes aren't fresh in my mind, but some of them are. Like, I remember that from 2009, there was a break between the end of 2008 and 2009, and there's the January 2009 or February 2009, and the first episode was Ocean's 3.5, which was an episode I liked quite a bit, but the only thing I didn't really like is, like, in that episode, there are two really, really, really long gags that took up like a third of the freaking air time. And I'm talking about Christian Bale.
The music video, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was struggling
to think
of this
video.
Name. Yeah, the music video was funny. But it's just like combined, those things take up like, what, a third of the freaking air time of. Like, the Christian Bale thing is like a prime example of a Family Guy joke in my mind that goes on way, way longer than it needed to. Like, that could have been like a third of the time that it went and still be funny. And I get the point, you know. But it just went on and on and on.
Not sure if we spoke about this in the first episode, because I'm looking at the air date, and the first episode of Couch Potatoes was recorded after this episode aired, but maybe you hadn't watched it by then.
Yeah.
Foxy Lady.
There's the Family Guy episode. Gay. The Family Gay episode was pretty funny, the one to Gay Gene, and then there's the Foxy Lady, and then Not All Dogs Go to Heaven, which was that atheism show.
Yeah, I don't really have any strong recollections of that one, which means that it didn't really strike me as funny.
And then the Star Trek episode.
That was
the same
one.
The Star Trek one was the atheist. Yeah, right, okay. And then there's the last two. There's the drug episode, right. And then, of course, now, are we going to get Sam Rand?
Yeah, that's my sign for a rant.
But yeah, I enjoyed the before this rant.
Yeah, not to alienate, like, half of the audience. And by half of the audience, I mean,
like 1.5 people.
Yeah. Okay, well, so I went to school. First of all, this is my little personal experience. I don't do drugs. Never have. I have friends that did it. You know, it's unavoidable to have friends that did it in high school and college, but I don't do it. But I always heard them say, like, the same thing that, like, Brian was saying in the show, which was like, oh, you know that the cops don't really care about rape and murder and gangs and other stuff, you know? They just pick on us because we smoke pot. And then when Brian, like, said that in the episode, like, it was like just like Seth MacFarlane and the Family Guy writers like joining in that saying, see, the cops, see, because the cops don't care unless you smoke pot. And I read in an interview, it's funny, they did another episode a few years ago where Peter and Lois were doing pot and like it made them, and like Chris gave them a speech about why they call it dope. But apparently Fox made them put that in there, and, like, the Family Guy people were not happy about that, so this was, like, their little, this is their true feelings on it, yeah.
I also like those games, and some of the gags, I like the gag in the pot episode where Lois is like, yeah, Peter is so baked, he can't even set up a cutaway anymore.
Yeah, one of our favorite things is when they talk about, how Peter likes it when they say the name of a movie.
Yeah. And the officer comes up, like, you know, after they just, there's the whole thing, the A story was with Quagmire's cat, which I'll get to in a second, but, yeah, they just ended up killing Quagmire's cat, and they had Peter and Brian were driving, and they had blood, Peter had blood all over him, there's a weapon and, like, a corpse in the back, I think, and the police pulled him over, they're like, okay, so weapon, corpse, blood all over the person, drinking open beer. I see nothing wrong. And it's like, and then, of course, you know, Brian, the pot falls out of Brian, he gets arrested, and the police officer's like, yeah, I don't like drugs in my town. I'm a Family Guy. He's like, oh.
And then before that, it's like, I guess this is as good as it gets, and they, like, go through all the... And then when they get to Superman 4, The Quest for Peace, it's like, to solve this, I'm going to have to be Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. So that's how it got its name.
Yeah.
And then, of course, me and Eric to do our own little versions.
Yeah, the end. I like the end of the episode, like, Quagmire's all sad about his cat. I'm have a $50 reward for anyone who kills your cat. Yeah, I killed your cat. he slams the door in Quagmire's face.
So, Jillian coming back and getting married.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jillian came back in one of the last episodes. I don't remember which episode that was. But, yeah, I remember Jillian came back. Yeah, that was the one where they tried to have, like, a touchy moment on Family Guy. It just doesn't really work, you know?
Yeah, they did that when he broke up with Jillian, too. They, like...
Yeah,
Family Guy doesn't work when it tries to do ongoing story arcs, which is what the whole Jillian thing was, and sentimental...
It doesn't work for them. Let's get real. Family Guy is not... People don't watch Family Guy for its plot.
For the emotional journey of Brian and Jillian's relationship. They're the Ross and Rachel of the show.
Because Jillian's retarded. You know, it's like, at some point I feel like, you know, the writers wrote Jillian, like, it's like, get it? You see, because she's retarded. You get it? It's like, I feel like they kind of beat you over the head with that sometimes. But, I mean, still, I enjoy Jillian's character.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore also played Mrs. Lockhart
in one of the first episodes post-cancellation. The second one, I believe. The one where Chris has a crush on his teacher.
But wait, how are you going to get into the fort if you don't know the password? I forget what it was. It was like cookie or something.
Yeah.
What was the password to get into Chris's fort? That's going to kill me.
There's the flashback episode where they took a dig at How I Met Your Mother, which I was like, that's lame.
It wasn't a flashback. Well, no, that's... They did it in, like, two episodes in a row, I think. Like, they did... Or... Like,
oh, there's one... Yeah, there's one where Peter's sitting at the table and he was like, I don't understand How I Met Your Mother. And then, like, in the last episode when Stewie's the King of England, that he calls them in, like, Barney, Ted, and Marshall come in, or what's supposed to be Barney, Ted, and Marshall. And they're talking about, like, the bro code and everything like that. And then Stewie makes fun of how unfunny it is.
Do people in other castles actually like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's lame.
He did also have a good point in the other episode where it's like, so wait... Does the narrator grow up to become Bob Saget? Because he's already grown up.
Yeah. All right, so let's do the same thing we did with Family Guy for South Park. Increase quality, decrease quality. How do you feel Family Guy is doing?
Decrease quality. I mean,
we finished the whole season, so we don't have a run to look forward to. It's going to be a new season next year.
I still enjoy the show. But... You know, just looking at this season, I don't enjoy it as much as I did 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah. When I was watching, I was kind of... I mean, like, a lot of people said post-cancellation there was a decrease. I kind of saw that, but there's still a lot of great season 4 and 5 moments and 6, even.
Well, when they come back, they're doing the Empire Strikes Back episode. The much-delayed one. Which they keep on delaying. It was supposed to be, like, this season premiere. Then they made it, then they said it was going to be the season finale. Now they're pushing it to be this season premiere. And, yeah, it's... But I'm looking forward to it because I love their A New Hope, and I love Star Wars, and...
Yeah, I think it's going to be epic. They did that really well. The only thing about it, though, is going to have a huge to live up to, because Blue Harvest is very popular and very good. But, you know, in my mind, it's going to be really, really hard to live up to that because they've set the bar really high for some. But I think it's going to be good, and I'm looking forward to that.
As am I.
All right, so now let's move over into some of our more traditional sitcoms, starting with our big one, The Office. We all had the Michael Scott favorite company storyline, you know. The beginning was kind of, you know, the love triangle crap, and halfway through they were kind of like just bleh. And then you'll, I'd be like, 3/4 through the season, you know, bam, the Michael Scott paper company storyline, which is awesome, you know. It's very reminiscent of the whole Stanford thing, kind of, you know. And it was kind of cool. And definitely the interactions between Pam and Ryan were really cool. Like, I know I had a personal experience at work when I was at, file stuff and make copies. And, like, when I was the first day I was making copies, and, like, the whole conversation between Pam and Ryan about how he said that she's good at something, and I was like, yeah, the thing that you're saying I'm good at is pushing a big red button. And that just, like, ran through my head, and I was like, that's awesome. But, yeah, I enjoyed this season of The Office. I mean, I don't know, the beginning, like, the love triangle stuff was kind of like, okay, this is kind of old, because, you know, the Dwight, Angela, Andy thing had been going on for so long, and I'm glad that that's kind of over. Even though they called back to that in the finale with, you know, Rolf.
But what were your thoughts? The way that you say Rolf, it's like the online thing, like rolling on the floor laughing. Oh, yeah, Michael Scott Paper Company storyline, very, very good, and I almost wish that they would have stretched it out longer. And so many great one-liners, like, I forget the guy's name, but he was from Money, and he comes with them, and and after Michael's grandma turns him down for a loan, it's what kind of a name is Nana? Yeah. It means grandma.
Yeah, that was great.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah, that was great. I don't know, like, I guess my big problem was the beginning of the, you know, like, there was a whole Holly thing. I didn't even mention that. There was a whole thing with Holly, you know? And then there was the whole love triangle thing between Angela, Andy, Dwight.
At least they finally explained, like, towards the end of the season, why Ryan is still allowed to work there, because after he got fired and everything for fraud and arrested, and then he comes back in the season premiere, everyone's like, oh, well, that was everyone's question. If you look on message board, like, yeah, how's Ryan still allowed to work there? And it's like, oh, they'll explain it, they'll explain it. Just, you know, wait. And then all these episodes later, they never did. And we even had the tease of, like, him hiding from David Wallace in Crime Aid. And finally, they... Ryan had some great lines. How much do you make here? $60,000 a year. So the bowling alley pays you by year?
Yeah.
It's like... And when he denied that he dyed his hair, he's like, the sun did that.
I mean, I didn't actually think about that when I was watching Broke. Yep. But now that you mentioned, that is a good, you know, resolution to the whole Ryan working there thing. Because, I mean, like, really up until that point, before the Michael Scott Paper Company thing, you know, he had no business working there. And you would have thought that David Wallace would have figured it out by now, you know.
Between Buffalo and everything, and Nashua and Utica, I guess David Wallace just has his hands full. Plus, he was doing Ryan and Jan's old job for most of the season,
yeah.
It looks like.
That's true.
But, yeah, you know, great storyline. And then the season goes out with, in my opinion, a whimper. Company Picnic. What the heck?
What the heck? More like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You just want to earn that explicit tag.
No. That was, like, my reaction. What the fuck? Like, Pam pregnant?
Oh, well, you know, whatever. I mean, a lot of people are like, ooh, Pam pregnant, I'm so excited! Ooh!
Also,
I live vicariously
first,
through a TV couple!
You know, the first half-hour season finale since Hot Girl.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, if you look at the past few years of season finales, they've all set up a lot of cliffhangers, and they've all done stuff to lots of storylines. This one didn't really set up that much, didn't really have me on the edge of my seat as much. I mean, look at The Job, and Casino Night, and Goodbye Toby.
Yeah.
And then look at this. Like, and if you name the stuff that happened in each of those episodes, and then name all the stuff that happened in this one, you know, and this would have been great if it was a normal episode, or even, like, the next to last season finale.
Yeah, it's just, like, it doesn't hold up, given all the other season finales, and it just doesn't, you know, meet the expectations of what a season finale on The Office should be, you know. I mean, we've been treated to stuff like The Job, Casino Night, you know, and we just have this high bar again to set, and it just didn't, you know, even come close.
Somebody made a comment that this season, like, when in doubt, impregnate somebody. Because let's look at the pregnancies this season. Jan, Karen Filippelli, and Pam. Next season, we're probably going to have, like, a pregnant Phyllis and a pregnant Meredith.
And here.
And a pregnant Kelly. That would be so awesome.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine hormonal Kelly
pregnant?
Kelly
would be... They haven't really been using Kelly that much this season, have they?
What are you talking about? They had, like, two whole episodes where the premises was that Dwight and Jean pissed off Kelly.
No, I'm talking about besides Lecture Circuit, like...
Lecture Circuit, and then before then, the one where, she customer survey. She faked the customer.
Okay, that was yeah, that's true.
And then we had the whole Daryl, Ryan, Kelly triangle at the beginning of the season.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot about that. Oh yeah.
Yeah, we've had some Kelly Kapoor this season.
What do you think they're pushing into the bath and they push in the bath this season that you'd like to see?
I don't really know. Well, honestly, yes. This is who they've pushed into the back. Well, and you've heard this rant. Jan Levinson. And okay, she doesn't work there anymore, but it's the whole Roy syndrome. When you're supposed to root for a couple to get together, you have to make the other person be as much of a douchebag as possible when you write them. So Roy was written as a complete douchebag, so people would root for Jim and Pam. And when people wanted Michael and Holly to get together, they wrote Jan as a really, really manipulative shrew. And yes, I know, Dinner Party and all the other episodes, Jan's always been a little crazy, but she also had the side that really loved Michael, like gluing the Dundee together at the end of the episode and following him on the train after money. And then just baby shower was like, wow, let's make her into this complete evil woman so that way everyone will say Michael and Holly belong together because Jan's mean. So yeah, oh... I mean, there needs to be more, you know, awesome women on The Office, because two of the most awesome women on that show, Karen Filippelli and Jan Levinson, are no longer regulars.
Yeah. That's why season 3 was so awesome. Like, I know a lot of Office fans say season 2, you know, was the peak. I don't know, I think season 3, definitely storyline-wise, was the peak of the season. I mean, like, you know, you got so much awesome stuff. That's totally different.
We literally mapped it out at one point, how, like, almost every episode in season 3 had an important event to advance the storyline, with the exception of, like, one or two episodes.
Yeah.
Which is why season 3, like, it was like a roller coaster ride. And you can't say that about a lot of the other episodes.
I mean, okay, so how do you think season 5 stacks up against seasons 4, 3, 2, and 1? I want you to 4, 3, and 2, like,
I enjoyed it not as much as I enjoyed season 3 and 4, and it's a toss-up with 2 and 5, because there were some episodes in 2 that I really enjoyed and some in 5 that I really enjoyed. But as much as 4 was a mixed bag for me, 4 had a lot of awesome episodes like Branch Wars, Dinner Party, and The Deposition, which...
Denver Mifflin Infinity, Sun Run.
And just awesome moments. And season 5 didn't have as many of those. Like, I really can't say, oh, remember this part, except for the Michael Scott Paper Company. And if they would have done more with that.
That was the big selling point of the season. If that was that, if that didn't happen, I think the season would have kind of been a clunker. But that Michael Scott Paper Company, you know, story, really, really brought it to the, you know, brought the season up in my mind.
Definitely.
So, any other closing thoughts about The Office? Expectations for season 6? What is
more Aaron?
Yeah, I wonder what they're gonna do with Aaron. I wonder if they're gonna.
They probably don't even know.
Yeah, probably not.
They'll probably have her get together with Andy. That way, if Dwight and Angela get back together, you know, like, it's not like, oh, poor Andy, because he has someone else, too.
God damn it. They cannot bring Dwight and Angela back together.
Oh, you know they're going to.
I know they're going to, but that pisses me off because, you know, like, they milked Dwight and Angela for all it's worth. I mean, like, we get it, okay? Like, they've done it. They've gone every single possible way they can with Dwight and Angela. Unless they can come up with something, like, interesting, I just don't see the point in bringing Dwight and Angela.
They should
back.
Get married secretly on a farm.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Anyways.
And then never mention it again.
Or, so, any other closing thoughts about The Office? before we move on to very, very briefly to the Office spinoff, or quote spinoff.
Yeah, it's not a spinoff.
All right, so let's move on very briefly to Park.
Parks, I watched all 6 episodes. I like Amy Poehler. I like how they're making this about small-time bureaucratic government, which is just hilarious. I mean, if you got to do a niche. And, like, you know, they make fun of the little government stuff, like filibusters by reading a children's bedtime story and the government functions and the self-important people. It's its first season, and what I noticed about lots of shows, with the exception of one or two, like Heroes, like, the first seasons are never as strong as the rest of the series. It's finding its footing, and you look at season one of, like, The Office or some other shows, it's never, you know, so... I think
well,
that Parks
and Diversity Day, and that's like an epic episode in the middle of some not-so-epic episodes, but...
Yeah, Parks and Recreations has the potential to be very, very awesome.
Well, I'm going to catch up on that this summer and try to, you know, that won't take them that long. I could probably knock that out in a day, but, like, that's what Chris Brown said. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to try to get that done before September and start watching Parks.
Yeah, if
so
they...
anything... Okay, go for it.
No, if they bring up their game, the second season could really, you know, knock it out of the park, and somebody over at NBC believes in the show, because apparently the ratings sucked, but they gave it a second chance.
Yeah, I thought it was renewed for a second season, so... Mm-hmm. So, now let's switch over from NBC land, and let's go over to CBS.
There's another show on NBC that had a season finale, though. That
there was another NBC show. Is Heroes on NBC?
Absolutely.
Okay, well...
I really can't discuss the season finale, because I finally convinced Eric to start watching Heroes, and there's so many spoilers, so...
Yeah,
I'm going to give a very, very vague, a very, very vague, non-spoilish thoughts on the season finale, because Eric's still, like, on the first episode, and, yeah...
Yeah.
Basically, they set up the villain for season 5, which I'm really, really excited about, because this is one of my favorite characters slash actor or actress. Killed off a character who's been around since the pilots, and but in the same way, you know, that character may still be around. It's really, wow. It's been an interesting season of Heroes. And
any other thoughts before we move on to... ABC, actually. We're going to move over to ABC land.
Yeah, do we watch more than one show on ABC, or is it just Scrubs?
Yeah, it's just Scrubs. But let's do a recap. I mean, how do you feel that this season,
do you want to take Scrubs solo, by the way?
I don't think I can do this all on my own.
Why not?
Because I know, I'm no Superman. You really had me... We did this lame joke on the first... Really? What am I, Jimmy Fallon, telling unfunny jokes? What the fuck?
You know what? Jimmy Fallon was awesome on The Daily Show.
Yeah, but his fucking late-night show is unfunny as hell. And, like, I know things are unfunny, and Jimmy Fallon is fucking unfunny. It's like a black hole of unfunny, as my friend Ian puts it.
So you find him amusing, then?
Yeah, it's almost... Actually, it is almost amusing how unfunny he is.
Okay, so, Scrubs.
Anyway, yeah, Scrubs. That was my rant there about Jimmy. We should actually kind of briefly discuss late-night transition since, you know, like, recently, you know, all the new shows that started up. But anyway, Scrubs. Yeah, there's I thought that I'm going to start by just saying that, you know, I thought that the season was really good and I enjoyed the new interns. You know, I thought that they were going to be building that up for something, but, I mean, we'll get to that at the end when we talk about the finale. A lot of the characters had their own, you know, focus episodes, so a lot of the main characters were missing from many of the episodes, but, you know, I thought that JD and Elliot getting back together was interesting, and the whole thing with, Kim and Sean towards the end. Jenner getting married. Feel free to, you know, chip in with some things that I'm forgetting. What happened with Turk and Carla? Goose, right.
She,
Ted.
Carla's pregnant, and because Judy Reyes was originally saying that she wasn't going to come back, she said that like her character was like, I might quit nursing or whatever to stay home with the baby.
Right. Well, JD moves. Long story short, after all this stuff happens, you can watch the show if you really are interested. But JD moves to be closer to his son, so.
He's not that far away from him in the first place, though.
Yeah. But he moves, which means he's going to have to quit Sacred Heart, and...
No, it doesn't! He could still drive there. I drive longer to go to work sometimes. JD's like a fun baby. Ooh, it's like, well, what was it? Like, how many minutes away did they say it was?
I think he said 37, but Turk was like, yeah, it's actually an hour and 15.
Okay, so I drive more than an hour and 15 minutes to get to work sometimes, and I'm a lot younger than JD.
Anyways, it required in the show for JD to quit, and so the finale was JD's last day at Sacred Heart, and, I mean, I enjoyed a lot of the gags in the final episode, you know. I very much enjoyed the final episode, and I thought it would be a great season or series finale, but actually, let's talk about the finale for a while. What were some? One of my favorite gags from the finale was the rant book, the leather bound book JD gives Dr. Cox, full of all of his rants. And you get a call back to one of the first rants Dr. Cox made about the only way to be more useless is if you were in fact the wall that you're leaning against or something like that. And then Dr. Cox later on yelling at a patient for the same thing he yelled at JD for in the pilot.
I like the callback to the pilot where you find out all along that the whole Penny thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing with Janice, right. You know, Glenn Matthews. And then I like how he's like, oh, hey, Tony.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, and then you find out that JD did put the Penny in the door, yeah. That was a great callback to the pilot. I enjoyed that. And then, of course, you know, I just totally lost. Oh, yeah, I like also the whole thing with the rant book when JD's trying to get, you know, this special reaction out of Dr. Cox. And Dr. Cox is like, yeah, it's not a special day. It's just another day. And JD's like, yeah, if you put that in the book later, maybe you can put a 5 next to it.
It was the thing about the final episode is that ending montage with, like, Elliot and JD getting married and them celebrating Christmas with the Turks and even the Coxes, and the Coxes were, like, a loving couple because that's kind of been their ongoing thing. Like, are we going to be this couple that just bitches at each other? Are we going to be a loving couple? And, you see, it was actually it wasn't just the ending to JD's story. They, like, kind of gave a resolution to lots of stuff, which is why... Before, I was like, okay, if they continue it without JD, I wouldn't have minded it so much. I would have been like, you know, because some shows do that. And as long as they end JD's story. But this really gave a resolution to lots of stuff. Like, they already, like, kind of showed the ending to the Cox's story and them all happy. And then we're going to go back to an episode where everyone's the way that they are. And then we saw, like, the whole alter the future thing where I think Izzy and Sam get married. We're assuming that it's Izzy and Sam. And I think that Turk and JD are more happy about it than the kids actually are.
Yeah. But I don't know. But I thought, you know, it was a really, really good way to end the series. And I wish that would have been the series finale. But we got news that Scrubs has been confirmed for a 9th season.
And Jack Raff and
Sarah Chalk are supposed to be in 6 episodes. To transition the show into its new format, which I'll let Josh explain.
I don't even get that. Like, after that whole, like, big goodbye thing, how are you going to have Zach Braff in a bunch of episodes? But it's going to take place at a medical school. We're still going to see Sacred Heart, but basically not as much. Like, we're supposedly going to see it, and it's going to be 6 main characters, and it's going to be led by Turk and Cox, and they're going to be teaching the medical school, and we're going to have 4 medical students, and one of them's supposed to be played by someone really, really famous, and I'm hoping it's Lacey Goranson, but I know it isn't.
Yeah.
So.
But no janitor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's he going to do? Go to the medical school? But still, it's like, yeah, wow. kind of a...
Oh, no. I mean, you might as well
spin it off, but I think that a spinoff would have had less ratings. So they're, you know, like, it's a spinoff disguised as the same show.
Yeah. I don't know. I was really disappointed when you gave me that news yesterday. I mean, I was hoping that Scrubs, you know, would end there, but it looks like they're going to keep Scrubs going.
There's lots of shows that have, like, carried on. Like, Happy Days went on for years without Richie. And,
yeah.
I'm going to use the Smallville example again. But Smallville, like, this last season of Smallville has been the best season that they've had in years. And they completely, this season, like, got rid of, like, most of the main cast that was there since the beginning was, like, now gone. Everyone was leaving. It doesn't even take place in Smallville anymore. It's all different, and you know what? They like the new blood and the new settings, and not having the old people around, it really bred some new life into the show.
Cool.
So, maybe
I don't know. The thing that's different that seems to me like Happy Days versus Scrubs is, you know, Scrubs is JD's story. My first day, my this, my that. It's JD.
You can argue that Happy Days was pretty much Richie Cunningham's story. Especially if you watch the early seasons of Happy Days, it was definitely Richie Cunningham's story. And the Fonz was just this colorful character who was kind of in everybody's lives.
I mean, I suppose, but I guess not to the same extent. I don't know. I mean, I've seen quite a bit of Happy Days, you know, and...
I used to be, like, a big Happy Days fan. I used to watch, like, it on Nick at Night, back when Nick at Night actually played old shows. Now it's, like, George Lopez and the nanny in name only, because she's not a real nanny.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, that's what's new with Scrubs. Let's quickly move on to How I Met Your Mother, then we'll briefly talk about Late Night, and then we'll just briefly skim over our summer projects, and we'll, you know, yeah. Met Your Mother. This is going to be really hard for me because I'm really close to the end of season four. This summer and spring, I picked up How I Met Your Mother. I've been watching it nonstop. I've got addicted to it. It's a great, great show. And,
told ya. Just saying.
Yeah. Anyway, but, you know, this spring, the season four finale came on and Josh saw it. So, he's been very, very careful, and I've been very grateful to him, and he's been careful about spoiling things for me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm almost there.
I totally killed The Office for him when he was watching it.
Yeah. But, yeah, right now, I just finished the Simpsons episode, and I'm in the middle of the episode after that, which is the one where...
Did you like the Simpsons?
Yes, the Simpsons was awesome.
What did Tyler think of it?
Tyler and Elise. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, the episode where Ted gets back together with his pretentious girlfriend, played by the girl who was Donna.
You're starting that storyline, yes. Yeah, that's like a 2 or 3 episode storyline.
That almost brings me to the season finale, I mean.
So wait, are you in the first episode where he gets back together with her? Or?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the first one.
I think it's the second episode. I'm not, like, the one that's coming up next. It's really funny, but basically, like, you know how Robin's been doing her whole 4 a.m. show?
Yeah.
She tries to get the gang to watch it, and, like, it's just, like, what happens to her on the show is hilarious, and, like, nobody's paying attention because they're in the middle of their whole, like, argument. Oh, and you also find out, like, the truth about Ted and Robin's breakup at the end of season 2. Yeah, it's a really good episode. How I Met Your Mother is great with continuity.
Yeah, it's a continuity circle jerk.
Yeah, like, you can take something like Stella not liking Star Wars and, like, not moving from New Jersey and make it into, like, a plot point, like, 5 episodes later.
Also, they bring back characters, like, in season 3 somewhere, I forget what. They bring back Trudy from season 1, the pineapple incident.
Why would Trudy, like, the girl who plays Trudy, I don't understand why she would want to be on a show about an older person narrating his life as a younger person. Doesn't seem like the kind of show that actress would do.
Okay, so for those of you who don't get that joke, Danica McKellar plays Trudy, and she played Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years, which is a show, you know, where Kevin Arnold, yeah. So that was a joke for those of you who didn't get that. But, yeah, I'm, you know, cruising along How I Met Your Mother. I love Barney. He's awesome, awesome, awesome.
This season finale this year, and I'm going to talk it as non-spoilers as I can, but it wraps up the, kind of wraps up, you know, Barney's, you know, storyline, and the goat thing was a bit of a letdown to me, because they've been leading up this goat thing for years, and it was just kind of like, wow, that was it. And there's a great fake-out by Lily, which I just love.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Lily, I was going to ask, am I coming up on the episode where she's like, yeah, I can't be around you guys?
Yeah. It's towards the end of the season, so...
Okay. Is she around in the finale?
She comes back sometime before the finale, maybe like one or two episodes before the finale.
Okay, so it should be really close, because if she's gone for like four episodes, then that means I'm like six or seven episodes away, so it should be coming up this episode or next.
Yeah.
Is it in the cold open?
Yeah, it's in the cold. It was just funny. She's like... Yeah, I can't be around you for, I forget how long it was, like 3 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever. And then Bob Saget is in there, he's like, and Lily didn't show up, and no one saw Lily for like 6 weeks. And then, like, she's just gone for the next few episodes. And then she comes back at the end of one of the other episodes. Apparently the actress was pregnant in real life, I checked. And instead of making Lily pregnant in the show, this is what they did. I know something. Somehow the world will change for me and be so wonderful.
Really? Really?
Random dancing!
I'm so sad that I get that reference. I'm all kinds of sad that I get that reference.
Okay, so as you were, continue.
Yeah, so we're talking about Allison Hannigan getting pregnant and... So, yeah,
pretty
I've
much
almost
wrapping
finished
up How I Met Your Mother, yeah.
Yeah, I'm almost done with season four, so I'm looking forward to it. I'll be caught up by September.
You'll probably be caught up by July.
Yeah, that's going to piss me off, though, because I'm going to have 2 months of no new How I Met Your Mother.
Well, you know, do you know what I'm going to tell you?
What?
There's a great, yeah, that's right, that's how you're going to spend those 2 months.
Damn it.
Hey, you know what? You know what? You listen to me on The Office, and it worked out for you. You listen to me on How I Met Your Mother, worked out for you. Noted. Exactly. And I listen to you on Arrested Development, so I think that we should just trust each other's tastes.
Also...
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Well... Like I said, I'm almost finished the rest of the How I Met Your Mother, so, you know, I guess we'll see how I'm feeling after I finish How I Met Your Mother, and then...
Oh, yeah, you have the Return of Stella story arc coming up.
Right. All right, so any other thoughts about How I Met Your Mother, quality, increase, decrease, any other...
Increases every season.
Do you think season 4 has been the best season so far?
I don't know about the... I mean, the quality increases. I don't know if I would say that, like, it's a better season as a whole, but it's definitely been a really good season.
It definitely has. I've enjoyed every single episode I've watched of How I Met Your Mother, so...
And it never hurts to add a Sarah Chalk into the mix.
Yeah. Alright, so let's, this is going to be a very quick thing, you know, as everyone knows, there's been a late night transition, you know, Conan to The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon over Conan's old spot, and then Jay Leno is going to get his new show. Have you watched any of these late night shows?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I usually watch Conan when I come home from work because I've been a big Conan fan. And then recently, my friends and I watched Jimmy Fallon yesterday just to make fun of the monologue and how unfunny it was. And we recorded ourselves, making fun of him. and his dumb jokes.
That's
which is
awesome.
Actually pretty fun. Yeah.
You need to release those.
I think it's on Brendan's camera, so. Anyway,
that could be like a special podcast episode.
Yeah. But like I said, I enjoy Conan. I mean, I haven't seen or heard much about Leno's show. I haven't followed it. I probably won't. Because I never watched Leno in the first place. And then Jimmy Fallon, well. Yeah.
It's amazing, the two of them. Like, all of them. I mean, now they're all competing against each other, which is ironic because they all used to do that band together.
Hmm?
Rilo Kiley.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
Do you see what I did there?
I see. Anyways. So let's do a little bit and talk about our summer project. Each summer, you know, Josh and I are obsessed with TV, so we always have summer projects. It's become a thing ever since last summer.
Well, I am obligated before summer projects to say one show that I watched that you don't watch that you totally missed out.
Okay.
Do you know what that show is?
Saved by the Bell.
A current show.
Dirty Rock, maybe?
Oh, I forgot about that, but, Smallville, one of my favorite shows.
Oh, I thought you already talked about Smallville.
I mentioned it in relation to Scrubs.
Well,
but basically, the season finale, like, really kicked things up, like, 9.5 million notches, I must say. Okay, first of all, they totally pulled, like, a South Park. Remember the episode of South Park where Kenny dies, and then Kenny's mom gives birth to a new kid named Kenny? And that's, like, basically... Yeah, so Jimmy Olsen was introduced in season 6, and everyone's like, wow, but he's totally too young to be the traditional Jimmy Olsen. And at the end of this season, he totally died. And at the funeral, Chloe, who's his wife and who's been a cast member since season 1, goes up to this little kid who's the right age to be the real Jimmy Olsen, and she's like, oh, you must be Jimmy's little brother. Here's his old camera. Maybe one day you'll grow up to be just like him. And I was like, wow.
You see what they did there?
I was like, wow. I was like, I cannot believe that they just did that. That was my first thought. They pulled the South Park. You pretty much knew that Jimmy was a goner once he found out Clark's secret, because, like, one of the rules of the show is that if you find out Clark's secret and you're not, like, a huge character like Lana, you're gonna die. Especially if it's a season finale. And once Jimmy, like, in the season finale, found out Clark's secret and Clark, like, basically validated him, he's like, Jimmy, you were right all along about Davis being a serial killer, blah, 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 blah. And then he and Chloe get back together. It's like, yep, his storyline is closing. Jimmy's a goner. Awesome season finale, though, despite the really, really weird WTF-ness.
You think that even though I'm not really familiar with the Superman, like, story stuff, do you think I'd still, there'd be a chance of me even, like, enjoying Smallville? Do you think, like, I'd be confused or whatnot, or, like, would I understand what the fuck's going on?
Well, the thing is, like, you're not required to be a Superman fan, because it's its own take on the mythos. And, like, they don't do it, like, exactly like, okay, you have to know Superman to know all these people. And a lot of people say that, like, it's its own universe, because they're like, oh, they totally got Lois wrong, because in the comic and in the movie, Lois is derpa, 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 and this and that. The thing is, like, there's a lot of soap opera stuff, and the show's about to enter its 9th season. So if you want to get into it... Well, I mean, it wouldn't be too hard to jump into an episode because they pretty much lay it all on the table, but knowing you, you're the type of person you'd want to catch up on everything. And you'd have, like, 9 seasons worth of stuff. And the show really changed. It was about Clark Kent on the farm and in high school learning his powers in the old season. And it was called Smallville because that's where the show took place. Now, like, the show barely even takes place in Smallville. But it's really good.
Huh. Well, I'm also thinking about catching up, like, along with Heroes. I might start, like, doing 30 Rock, since that's a really short, like, it's only 2 or 3 seasons.
And you got a writer strike in there, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot all that. That's right. a lot of the seasons last year, I forgot, the writer's strike cut that now. Yeah, but I think we should call it the summer project. I mean, I might actually start Smallville, so I mean...
That would be a pretty epic one. The first season isn't as good, like, the show really gets, like, not that it's bad, but the show really, like, kicks things up a notch in the third and fourth season. Like, people call the early seasons Freak of the Week, because it would basically be Clark Kent dealing with whatever freak was dealing with them this week. And they would have, like, season-long story arcs, but it moved into, like, big epic story arcs in, like, the third and fourth season.
Are they just, like, standard episodes, like...
What do you mean?
Like, small little episodes? How long are they?
Oh, it's an hour long. Like 40 minutes, though, because commercials.
Is it 20 episodes per season?
Yeah, even the writer's strike didn't really cut them down too much last year.
Jesus, fuck, that's a lot of episodes. That's 9 seasons.
I've been following since, like, the second season, and then I caught up on the first season and stuff.
I'm gonna have to put down iCarly.
it's really good, and like once you get to like the fourth season, and like that's the thing about watching it from the beginning, you actually care about the characters. Then like by the time it gets to some of the stuff,
yeah.
And they do. Oh, go ahead.
Like I said, I'm gonna start Heroes. Also, I remember one of our running jokes is I was gonna do all the Simpsons. Remember that?
Yeah. That would be like, wow. I remember when I was little and I used to watch The Simpsons back when it was like 10 seasons.
Yeah. Now when do you think The Simpsons is going to go off the air?
When it stops making money. That's going to be so weird when it does.
You think it'll hit 30 seasons?
You know, a lot can happen in 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really think 10 years, because you don't know. I mean, not only on TV can a lot happen in 10 years, but a lot can happen in the world. The world can be, like, a completely different place, and that could affect TV and Simpsons.
Yeah. They've had a good run.
They just never got the timing right.
So I need to fucking finish Seinfeld sometime. But like I said, The Simpsons and Seinfeld and stuff like that, and like shows like that, I'm not really as worried about because they're not really airing anymore, so...
Yeah. I started, I guess, are we into talking about our projects, or were we
gonna... Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I've just, because, you know, because it's been on in the mornings, I've been watching Saved by the Bell. Well, it started because on my Xbox Instant Watch, which is how I've watched, like, lots of stuff, they had the first season of Saved by the Bell back when it was a different show, because it was this different show called Good Morning, Miss Bliss. And then, like, the second season, it became Saved by the Bell, and continuity was just, like, treated like an ugly stepchild. And, like, because in Good Morning, Miss Bliss, it, like, takes place in Indiana.
Well, hold on. I see your analogy in one sec. I see your analogy, and I raise you a continuity was treated like Rihanna when she was with Chris Brown.
Really? Another Rihanna joke 2 episodes in a row? Really? Okay. Well, yeah, like, the first Good Morning, Miss Bliss, like, takes place
in... That's funny. That's what Rihanna said.
Like, the school's called John F. Kennedy or something, and then it's called Bayside, and then, like, it takes place in Indiana, and then it takes place in California.
It's called JFK?
Yeah. I think it is. But, yeah, Good Morning...
I'm sure for the show they got a good shot of the school.
It's interesting, like, seeing a show like that where, like, the characters actually grow up, and then, like, watching the college years. And then TBS aired the, like, finale movie, which, like, ended the whole series, if you don't count the new class, which was kind of like a spinoff, but it didn't have really any of the main people except for Belding and Screech. But the finale movie was Zach and Kelly's wedding in Las Vegas, and wow, that was bad TV. Oh, my God. So poorly written, so poorly everything, so poorly acted. Wow, it made the TV... Like, okay, I'm watching the TV show, but just for mindless entertainment, but, like, even the show is badly written, and it's so hokey sometimes, but the movie makes the show look like Citizen Kane.
haven't seen that movie, but
Citizen Kane. Neither have I, but like supposedly Citizen Kane's epic.
That's I like how you're using a movie for an analogy that you haven't fucking even seen. What the fuck?
You know what?
What?
Yeah, that's right. I've also been watching Star Wars The Clone Wars because I really like Star Wars a lot, and I totally missed most
really?
Of the first season. Yeah.
Really? You like Star Wars? Why didn't you ever tell me about this?
It's okay, you know, like, okay, I thought that because it was a Cartoon Network show that they probably wouldn't, like, actually kill people or have any violence, but, I mean, they do actually have death in the show, so I will give it credit for that. I was surprised about that.
How can death be in so many places at once?
I know that's a line from something.
Is it really? I actually don't.
Oh, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it's okay, and I'm going to try and catch up for the season. So yeah, Saved by the Bell.
I like how we catch up. It's like, yeah, we don't watch it. We watch every single fucking episode.
So I found in the bargain bin at Walmart 2 seasons of Arrested Development.
Yes.
And Eric's been, like, begging me to get into that show, and I tried watching it on Hulu. The thing about watching online is, it's not easy to watch online because, like, I can't sit in front of the computer and watch, like, 2 or 3 episodes in a row. But if I have a DVD, I can do it on TV. And that's why if a show's on Netflix Instant Watch, I really plow through it because I watch them while I'm sleeping. That's how I got through Heroes because every episode was on Netflix Instant Watch. And, I just finished season 1 yesterday of Arrested Development. The season 2 DVD's at my house, and I'm currently in Bushnell, so I'm going to have to wait to watch it. Which is fine, because I promised Eric I would watch the season 2 premiere with him anyway, so...
Yes.
It's a funny show. And I liked, you know, spotting Amy Poehler and stuff.
Yeah, there are a lot of spotting type things, but there are a lot of random... Like, have you seen the episode? I forget if it's in season 1 or not. There's an episode where Ed Helms makes a cameo.
In season 1?
I don't know if it's in season 1.
Because if it was, I mean, I finished season 1 and I didn't notice him, but Ed Helms. I'm using the awesome power of Gazoogle. All right, Ed Helms, where are you?
He's like a realtor or something like that.
Huh.
Might be season 2.
Let me try IMDb.
Craig Robinson's in an episode or two.
Okay, it says that Ed Helms plays... Oh, he's in the season 2 premiere, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, the one where Michael leaves?
Yeah, and Amy Poehler is Job's wife.
Yeah. Right.
Alright, so any closing thoughts? Or do you have...
I mean, I guess I just need to finish my summer project, which is kind of hard because I'm working also, but yeah, I'm going to try to finish my summer project, and then, you know, I'll have a lot of TV to watch this fall, hopefully.
Alright, so, I'm Carly.
I'm Sam. Random dance! Okay, I'm...
Spencer, why are you doing something crazy? You're so crazy, Spencer, doing something crazy. Oh, look, it's Freddy's overprotective mom being overprotective. You're so overprotective, Freddy's overprotective mom. Sam, that was a mean thing that you said. You're so mean, Sam.
And that's the whole show right there.
Who he challenges me. I, Freddy, challenge you. I, Sam, challenge you. I, Carly. She said it. Well, Carly, if you challenge me, you're under arrest. What an arrested development. All right, I don't want any heroes trying to stop me.
We're going to take you down to the office.
Yeah, we're going to totally try and, let's totally wrap this up by doing this for all of our shows. just turn right off of the corner of Smallville and Parks and Recreation. Yeah, shut up.
But make sure that you don't run into any cops.
And keep it the secret.
Hey, guys.
Okay, I think we're done. All right, yeah, we're out. Okay, and with that...
Meet Lisi, the one you used to see, from 88 to 93.
But Sarah came and took her place because she had a similar face. That's life on TV. But they're Beckys, nearly identical Beckys all the way. One pair of matching actors, but only one part to play.
Where Sarah loved that dopey Mark and wound up in a trailer park.
Our Lisi shouts and Lisi squeals. She wants a house that's not on wheels. What a crazy pair. Still they're Beckys. Nearly identical Beckys. And you find they walk alike,
they talk alike,
abruptly leave the show alike. You could lose your mind when Beckys.